שחרר אוסף.
בן עיר שלח לכרך, או בן כרך שלח לעיר. צריך מדבר. תראה, הוא היה בירושלים עיר הקודש. היה מלא לסודף ממנה ישראל, מה בירושלים. אני חי את המיני את הדבר. אני עד אותו יסבי, אני דלת. Now it says, if someone lives in the city, and he went to... Yeah, he went to a place with Elenu Dalet. He lives in Yerushalayim, he went to a place with Elenu Dalet. Or the opposite. He lives in a place with Elenu Dalet, and he went to a place with Elenu Tetzvav. If he had a mind to return to the place where he came from, let's say he's from Yerushalayim. Okay? And he went to a place where he dalet. And he didn't plan on, he was planning on coming back here to keep you dalet. And something happened and he couldn't go back. The Shulchan Aruch says he lands like the place that he lives in. Shulchan Aruch, we didn't, there's a lot here to say. He's going to say in general first. ואם לא היה בדעתו לחזור אלא לאחר זמן הקריאה, and if he didn't have his mind to return back to the city until after the time of laning, so we'll see what is that time, what does that mean, the night, the day, then he reads the place where he is, not the place where he wants to be. And if he's in the desert or somewhere in an airplane, I don't know what, then of course he lands Yudalid, like a place not like Yerushalayim. Okay, there are a lot of details in this. A lot of details. And he says here, since it's a little bit complicated, he's going to explain the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see with the word. Aleph, we have to know a few things. Aleph, the first thing is, Dimu shayach l'arei hafrazot afilu yom echad, karui paruz v'kro v'yudalet. If a person, he's in Yudalet, he's in a place where... And the place where the lane Yudalet, even though he lives in Yerushalayim, doesn't make a difference. Where he is in Yudalet, so now he's considered a person who doesn't live in Yerushalayim. For Purim. The same thing opposite. If a person came to Daniel. Ken? Same thing the opposite. If a person came to the city, to Yerushalayim, even if he's here only for one day, he's here in Tezvav, he has to keep what they do here. He's considered a Ben Yerushalayim, a Ben Yir. So, that's the first thing. Okay, first thing, wherever you are, that's who you are. Okay? You live in, right now in Yerushalayim, you're Yerushalayim. If you go to Yerushalayim, do you go outside Yerushalayim? You're considered outside Yerushalayim. That's the first thing you have to know. Second thing is, Zman Kriya hu Aikar Bayom. The main time of laning is the day, like we learned. Right? Not the night. Night is not the main time. The day is the main laning. On Purim itself, Purim day. The Kivan Shaya Barea Prazot Bat Khalatayom, Yudalet, probably Yudalet. And if when the day started, right? Alot HaShachar started, where is he? If he's in Yudalet, he has to learn like Yudalet. If he's in Yudalet, and Yudalet, and Purim, he's in a place where they lane Yudalet, he has to learn with them Yudalet. He has to keep all the mitzvahs of Yudalet. And Yudalet. V'chen kihai gam, nariya mukafim yom tedvav, the opposite also. If an alot ha-shachar, he's in Yerushalayim, alot ha-shachar tedvav, the 15th of Adar, he's in Yerushalayim, he has to keep what they keep in Yerushalayim. So that's number two. Number three, Zman Kriya Shkotev HaMechaber, Ayanu Zman Kriya HaMakom Shehu Bo Ata, Lo Zman Sheyetza Misham. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch said the time of laning, the time of laning where he is, if he is in the place of the laning of where he has to lane what they lane where he is. So let's see. That's in general, we got three rules. Let's repeat them so we get them clearly. The first rule is, wherever you are, that's what you consider. It doesn't go by where you live. Wherever you are right now, you're outside your shrine, so you're outsider. And Yudaled, you're in Yerushalayim, Hitvav, you're here, now you're Yerushalmi. That's the first thing. Second thing says, when is it considered being? On the laning of the day. When could you first lane the day? Alot HaShachar, you could lane, B'diavad. Chatchila from the net. Alot HaShachar, you could lane B'diavad. Therefore, it's where you are at that time. You could be all night of Yudaled outside of Yerushalayim. Right? But on Yudaled in the morning, you came back to Yerushalayim before the morning, you don't keep Yudaled. You don't keep Yudaled. Okay, it's where you are in the morning. Okay? And the third thing is, we said, yeah, when the Shulchan Aruch says the time of laning is referring to where you are right now, the time of laning where you are right now. We'll see what that means now, what is that, all that love is now. Because we got the rules. So you guys say this. Ben Ir Shalach Lichra. Yeah, a Ben Ir. City. Yerushalayim. You went outside Yerushalayim. Im haya da'ato et nesiato lachzor lemekomo bezman kriya. Yeah. If he had in mind that he doesn't want to lay in Yudaled, he wants to be in Yudaled Tetvav, he wants to lay in here, not where he is right now. Dehainu meaning she'ir hayom lo yesham. Meaning, before the day of Tezvav, before the day of Yudaled even starts, he's going to be back here in Yerushalayim. Before the day of Yudaled begins, one second, again. Okay. It's a little bit complicated. Even that too late. Yeah. Ah, no, not like this. Again. If a person is in Yerushalayim and he goes outside Yerushalayim on Yudaled, he's going to be in Yudaled, but he's planning on coming back to Yerushalayim before Tetvav in the morning, before Tetvav, before the 15th in the morning, he's planning on coming back. That's what his plan. He's on his way. Yofi, and then he has a puncture. You know what puncture is? A puncture, you say in English? His wheel burst. Okay? In the car. And he's on the road. And in 10 minutes he sees the sun's going to come up. But where does he want to be now? In Yerushalayim. So then, what does he have to do? I got the Mesubach books. Yeah, one second. Let's get it here. Let's get it down straight. If someone left Yerushalayim before the night of Yudaled, and Yud Gimel, he left before the night of Yudaled. Before the night of Yudaled. Or during the night of Yudaled. Meaning he left Yerushalayim before the day of Yudaled, that's for sure. Before the daylight came up, he left Yerushalayim. But he was planning on coming back also before the daylight of Yudaled. He left at night, right? He went to a party in Nevrak, right? And then he's planning on coming back to Yerushalayim before the Yudaled day. And that's what he did. He came back before Yudaled day in Yerushalayim. Yeah? According to everyone, he doesn't have to lay on Yudaled at all, anything. Why? Because he was back here before the daylight. What gives a person the chiyuv to lay in the Megillah? It seems like right now. What gives him the chiyuv to lay in the Megillah? The daylight. Where am I when the daylight begins? Yeah? If I was back in Yerushalayim when the daylight of Yudaled began, so I'm in Yerushalayim, so in Yerushalayim, I don't have to lay in the Megillah. Okay? The Pashut. That's obvious. And when I have to lay, only in 15th. Okay? Ve'im ishtana tochinto v'chuzer Yerushalayim l'achar od ha'shachar b'Yudaled. What happened if, like we said, something happened on the way, I don't know, And the day comes up, Yudalit, and he's still outside Yerushalayim, but it's not his plan. His plan is to come back. Right? According to the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, he's not Chayev on Yudalit. Why? Because he wasn't planning on being there. He was planning on going back. And something happened. So he won't be Chayev on Yudalit. Chazanish says this and others. So, some say, since it's a suffix, some others say maybe now he's Chayev Yudalit, he should at least hear the Megillah. And Yudalit, from someone else, hear the Megillah, someone later, and then go to Yerushalayim and do with the bracha and everything. But the Maaseh, he could be also Samech and Mishibur, Chazanish would say that he doesn't have to keep if his mind was to go back to Yerushalayim. And an accident happened, he couldn't go back to Yerushalayim, and he was stuck outside Yerushalayim in the morning of Yudalit. Mishaburah says that he won't have to lay in Yudalit at all. He goes back to Yerushalayim and he lands at Tedvav. He doesn't go on Tedvav. ואף אם יתעכב בעיר עד לתדבר, או יום תדבר, כן, דינו לעניין קריאה ביודלת, כן. That's case number one. Case number two. He planned on coming back to Yerushalayim after the daylight begins. Yeah, he left Yerushalayim at night, night of Yudalet, yeah, Motzei Shabbat, let's say this year, and he planned on coming after davening in Nebrak. After davening Shabbos in Nebrak, he wants to come back to Yerushalayim. And that's what he did. He's done. If he has done that, according to everyone, he's chayav to hear the Megillah at night of Yudalet and in the day of Yudalet, chayav to hear the Megillah. And even though ואף שחזר לירושלים לפני שקרא המגילה, נקרא לירושלים בי"ד בברכה. כן, even though he came back to Yerushalayim before he heard the Megillah, he still has to lay in here on Yudalit. Even in Yerushalayim, he'll have to lay in. Why? Because when the sun came up, where was he? Outside Yerushalayim. He was b'chayim himself to hear the Megillah on Yudalit, if he was planning on doing it. The question is he chayim also on the 15th? Because the 15th goes on Yerushalayim. We'll see soon. Yeah, what happened? It was he left Yerushalayim at night, okay? On Purim night, Yudalit. And he's planning on coming back after the daylight. But something happened, he had to come back before. So most person you say, he's not chayev on Yudalit. Even though you heard the Megillah at night, let's say, he's not chayev on Yudalit. He's not chayev on Yudalit. Why is he not chayev on Yudalit? Because after all, he wasn't there. Where was he? In Yerushalayim on Yudalit in the daytime. Most person say, he won't be chayev on Yudalit at all. So, that was the second case. Third case now. Al da'at lachzor lirushalayim b'lel tetvav. He left Yerushalayim and Yudalit at night. Okay? Motzei Shabbat this year, he left Yerushalayim. Yofi. And he's planning on coming back 24 hours later. Right? The night of the 15th, before the day of the 15th. For sure, he's chayav on everything on Yudalit. Of course, he wasn't here, he was there. Of course, he's chayav in the Megillah, and Mishlach Manot, and he has to drink, and he has to have a Seudah, and everything. And Matanot Levyonim. Right? The bracha, everything he has to do. ושוב קורא המגילה בירושלים תדבב לילה ויום יברכה ושמי לא 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 ירושלים יברכה יום אחר למה יעשה? בכלל היום חייב also on תדבב you hear the Megillah everything חייב twice but otherwise you say it's true he's חייב but since it's a problem to be חייב for 2 days therefore he himself shouldn't read the Megillah with the bracha you should hear it from someone else. Anyways, most of us, right, we hear the Megillah, we hear it in Shul, there's the Baal Kaila who lands it, it's not a big deal. Yeah, so the Maaseh, a person can obligate himself twice, for 2 Purims. Right? If he's outside Yerushalayim, Aniv Dalet, and he comes to Yerushalayim before the day of Tesvav, he's chayav on two Purims. I think in the Megillah. What, but the second the Tesvav, he should not make the brachas. He should hear from someone else. Someone else should learn it.
If you're living in Yerushalayim, what is the earliest you leave on the 14th?
To leave Yerushalayim?
Right, so like you're just going out for a Suda, so like in Rehovot, and you're planning to come back.
As long as you're back before the day of the 15th.
Right, but when's the earliest you can leave Yerushalayim?
How is that? Whenever you want.
Well, if you leave before the 14th, you have to hear everything.
In order, what's the earliest in order not to be chayav on Yerushalayim?
Right.
That's what you
right.
Okay, good, now I understand. After daylight. After the sun rises.
Okay.
You could be there before, but then come back to Yerushalayim before the sun rises. Where are you when the sun is rising?
Okay. So like 9 o'clock would be fine.
Beautiful. Not only 9. Even 5:30 is okay. It's after Arad HaShachar. After the morning is perfect. You leave Yerushalayim after Arad HaShachar, you're good.
Right, but it's getting all the kids up,
no,
you know, in costumes.
No, that's really a practical thing. We're not talking about that. Of course, if a person who kept you dalit, and he came to Yerushalayim for a party here on the 15th at night, and he left Yerushalayim before the 15th of the day, of course it's not chayav Yerushalayim time, because he wasn't here when the sun came up. That's the main thing. The main thing is, where were you when the sun is coming up? Okay? Oh! Number 4, last case, okay? Of going from Yerushalayim outside Yerushalayim. From Yerushalayim out. Number 4. Adat achzol Yerushalayim yon tutav lechal adashachar. If a person he kept you dalit, and then he wants, he's planning on coming to Yerushalayim after the daylight of Tetvav. Like my parents, they keep you dalit, and they're coming to my Purim Suda in the Tetvav during the day. Right? Of course, you keep only you dalit. You don't read the Megillah of Tetzvav, because when the sunlight of Tetzvav came up, the 15th, you weren't here. So, why is it not chayav of being here? Okay, Masada. Okay. Now, another story. Okay, a person left Yerushalayim during the day of Yudalit, not at night, in the day of Yudalit he left. Right? Before, meaning before the day of the 15th. He left it between the sunlight of Yudalit and the sunlight of Tesvav. Before the day of Tesvav he left Yerushalayim. Yeah? And he's planning on coming back before the daylight of Yerushalayim, of the 15th. So we said already. He doesn't read a Yudalit at all. Why? Because when the daylight of Yudalit came up, he was still in Yerushalayim. And there, the Tesvav also Yerushalayim. Just in between, he was in Yerushalayim. So, of course, he doesn't keep Yudalit. In that situation, he'll keep Tesvav. That's what you were saying.
Right, so
if you're referring to it. As long as you leave after the daylight, and you come back before the daylight of the 15th, you keep only the 15th.
So, which Purim Suda counts?
The side of Tesvav, of course. 15th. He has to, when he comes in, he has to read at night also.
So he comes back after sunrise.
Which day?
On the 15th, and he left on the 14th after sunrise.
No, he left on the 14th after sunrise, and he came back before the sunrise of the 15th.
Before the sunrise.
Then he's chayav on everything of the 15th.
He may not hide them.
Okay, that's already a practical issue. It's not my problem. I'm just telling you what he's chai. What is he going to do about it? Go to the kotel, go to Shtiba.
We were able to find it. We found a minion.
I've done it.
Wonderful.
I've done it myself. What?
And the girls got to have two suitors.
So.
In costumes.
In costumes, yeah. So.
Oh, that reminds me. when are the kids too old to wear costumes?
Never too old.
Never too old, okay.
I mean, I wear a costume. Rav always wears costumes, right? In the Purim, but not in the Leini. It's Halacha. Shulchan Aruch. You wear Shabbos clothing to Leini. Megillah. It's Shulchan Aruch. I'll read it to you soon. We'll get up to it. You have to wear Shabbos clothing. Kids could dress up whatever they want.
Right.
Well, once a girl is 12 and a boy is 13, you wear Shabbos clothing. You go with a white shirt, you go with a suit, whatever you wear on Shabbos. That's how you go to Megillah Leini.
Right, because everyone.
And you don't do the. I have to tell you, I mean, you're all very young guys. You can't do the firecrackers, okay? Asu,
no blowtorns.
I heard some stories, miscarriage, heart attack, all kinds of things, because today they make them very loud.
They do the what?
Oh, firecrackers.
Very dangerous.
When you pop the thing,
not the thing that they pop. Boom.
No, I'm talking about, you know, MAs.
It's the thing that could blow off your finger. It's a kind of a dangerous. It could and they had done. It did blow up. I was in the Pigua many years ago, 9-10 years ago. Hashem, hardly anything happened. Hashem, but every loud noise, my heart gets very frightened, a lot more than it was before. You have to understand, we live in a country where there are people, a lot of people are in Piguim, especially people living in Yerushalayim. On the Raya, on the left, you live in the center of town. Kol hazman, boom, boom, especially when you were at the scene.
I mean,
people don't have sechel.
How do you stop them from using the firecrackers, using the boat horns? I mean, you're talking about people in their 70s using boat horns.
You shoot them with your gun, wouldn't you?
I remember
big, you know, they use them for giant. There's a can of compressor with a horn.
It's with pressure.
Yeah, it's incredibly loud.
It's very annoying. In this yeshiva, they do two hamans that make noise. The first one and the last one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in between, nothing. You have to hear the Megillah. It's a serious thing. Man, it's a joke. In other places where I'm gonna lay, hopefully. So there they do. They do one during also the Hamas, but very schwach, as a boom boom, maybe the feet, something very light.
So how do you handle a shul where everyone's going
to
dress up?
You don't get that shul. You go to a different shul.
Yep.
Come to here. What, you take a tag? No, don't come here, because I don't know if you'll get here. But go to a different shul. Plenty of good shuls. Anyways. That's not a sugya right now. What we're talking is going and coming back. Okay, now, a person can get by not doing anything. He could leave Yerushalayim after Yudalit of the day, after the sunrise, and come back after Tevav, and then he's patur from both. The place he says, asur to do that. It's asur, because you're neglecting yourself from all the mitzvahs. You don't have to do this. Yudalit you don't have to keep. Tevav you don't have to keep. To keep Yudalit and Tevav, no, this place you say it's okay. But not keep the Zvav, you're already in a problem. You're not obligating yourself in any of the mitzvahs. Okay?
But these mitzvahs are not derived from.
Say them, the Rabbanim, you don't have to keep.
Okay. Oh, how do we handle Shlach Mano for Yishuv?
We're not talking about Shlach Mano. Now we're talking about Megillah. We're talking about Shlach Mano. Shlach Mano.
Stay tuned.
Okay, now if you left Yerushalayim at the night of the 15th and you were planning on coming when it was still night, yeah, of course you're obligated on the 15th, right? And even if you haven't come back yet, something happened, you were this and the day came up, now you're laying over there with a bracha. You're planning on coming back on the 15th in the morning and something happened. You have to lay there with the bracha.
There on the 14th.
What?
On the 15th.
You left the 15th at night after you hear the Megillah here. And you're planning on coming back before the day. And you haven't. Something happened. Until then you drink by accident there. Someone forced you to drink. You drank and you fell asleep. Now you woke up this day. Now what do you do? You dali didn't do this, Rabbi didn't do. What are you going to do? No, you have to lay. If you're planning on coming back, you have to lay the 15th with the bracha. Even though you're not here, even though you're there, take a Megillah, you make a bracha, and you read. By the way, for laying the Megillah, you don't have to go to the truck. You just have to have a kosher Megillah. You have to know how to read Hebrew and read, and someone has to stand next to you to make sure you're saying the nekudot right. That's how. You don't have to know the trap. You have to know. No, you have to read it for the bracha only from a scroll. You have one? You have a scroll? So that was all for us, the Yerushalmim, who are leaving. Now let's see, for people outside Yerushalayim, who are coming into Yerushalayim. Okay? If a person, he left his city, and he came to Yerushalayim, right? Before the night of the 14th, or during the night of the 14th, meaning as long as it's before the daylight of the 14th. Case number one, he was planning on leaving Yerushalayim and being in the sun when the sunrise outside Yerushalayim, and that's what he did. Of course, he's chayav keep the 14th. Why? Because when the sunlight came up, he was outside Yerushalayim. Pashut. If something happened, and he stayed in Yerushalayim also during the day of Yudalit, and he came back to the city before the night of the 15th, doesn't make a difference. If you planned on going outside Yerushalayim, if you left Yerushalayim, you have to read at the 14th with the bracha. Yeah? Even though you're in Yerushalayim right now. Some say that, fine, but read also in Tisva without a bracha. But the Maizah, you're not chayav. Some Rishonim say this. The Rosh. The Maisi is Chayim on the 14th. Because it goes by where he wanted to be. And if he stayed in Yerushalayim until the 9th of 15th, or the day of the 15th, then what? He could be Chayim on both. Also, you die. Also, there's a. Okay. He left the city, when did we say? On the 14th, like we said, before the sunrise. And he planned on coming back to his city after the sunrise of the 14th, or before the sunrise of the 15th, that's the main idea. And that's what he did. Alright, still, he has to read the 14th. Doesn't make a difference. You don't obligate yourself for half. Yeah? You don't take yourself away from both of them. You'll be chayav on the 14th, even though you're in Yerushalayim, be chayav, everything.
What is the definition of living in Yerushalayim? Is it, does it mean that
you said
you're
being.
Only staying here for a year, no. Or does it mean making Aliyah?
Not that. For a Megillah lady, is where
I'm trying to convince my son to make Aliyah.
Where you are at the 14th, at 15th, though. That's where you are, though. Okay, Purim. If you left the city at the 14th, like we said, and you're planning on staying in Yerushalayim for the 15th, of course he's obligated only for the 15th. Nothing to do with the 14th at all. Get the idea, right? Okay, what happens? What happens in the case of a person you... He lives in Yerushalayim. And then, in the 14th, he's on an airplane, or I don't know, on a boat somewhere. Okay? Or he's in a city where there's no Jews at all. What does he do? Of course. You know what he does? Kiddush.
Not going to make it back to Yerushalayim.
And he's not going to make it back. The situation is that he's not going to make it back. Of course. If he can make it back, so of course he can keep it. But. If a person is outside Yerushalayim, but not that he's in a different city where Jews are laying to the keeping the Megillah, he's outside Yerushalayim, completely out. Yeah? And he's on the boat somewhere, there's no Jews, or in some place where there's nothing there. He doesn't keep you dalet. He keeps his vav. How come? So much muzar. Yeah, that's the law. Why? Because when is he obligated for the 14th? Who obligates him? Not the city. The people in the city. People which lay on the 14th are obligating everyone in the city to lay on the same day. But if he's a 15th, right, he's a Yerushalmi, and he's in a place where no one's laying anything, then it seems like he has to lay on the 15th. It's a chidush. Why do I say it's a chidush? I thought it all depends on the sunlight. One second, I was in Chile. But it's different because I was living there. I was living there for half a year. Wasn't that I came for 1 day, 2 days, I left the city. I don't know, when is the border? What's the border?
Where did you keep?
I kept 14th. Even though there was no Jews there.
So they probably
should have kept it. But that's maybe. I don't know. One second.
I would think maybe because the mitzvah, because the event happened on the 15th.
No, two events happened. The event happened on the 14th.
The main thing was on the 15th.
No.
The main thing was on the 14th.
15th, only the Shushan Avira, they killed another 300. But the outside, they killed the. How much? No,
I don't know. 5,000?
Interesting case. I'm going to find out more about this.
You should normally celebrate Purim according to where you live.
Right.
So this is what he's telling you.
What's considered living?
You're an Ezrach of Yerushalayim.
Who said that's considered living?
So what?
If I'm going to live now 3 years in I don't know, Miami, so I'm a Miami boy.
And you're in Miami.
All right? Yeah. No, but I really am a Toshav Yerushalayim. You can see in the records I'm Toshav Yerushalayim.
No.
It doesn't go like that. It goes by you live.
No, but you're heading home. You're heading in this example you just used. You're heading home. You're not going to be anywhere. Let's say
you're on the way somewhere.
You celebrated by the day that you want that you would normally.
So in my situation where I lived for 5 months in one certain place, I consider still a Yerushalmi, but I'm planning coming back.
No,
why not?
No, because you're not on your way back.
You said the way. We didn't say anything about way.
On a plane or on a boat.
Or in the desert.
Desert. You're not going to get back in time, and there's no one near anyway to celebrate. You celebrate it on the day you were.
But if you're staying in a place, see, that would be the chiluk.
If you find a minyan in the desert,
then you have to keep
it on the 14th.
Right. Yeah. All right, interesting. Okay.
That's something to do with Birkat Kohanim. We had Birkat Kohanim in Uman, in the airport. The question is, do you have to do Birkat Kohanim?
For Ashkenazim, you're saying.
Yeah, whatever. I said, no Jews who live in the airport. So
yeah, but the airport is not a city in itself. Kiev is a big city.
But it has to do with whether in the airport. Whether the Jews in the airport.
Oh, right. It does have to do with that. Right. That's because I know if someone lands on Shabbos, not on Shabbos, on the second day of Yom Tov, in Chutzlar is Yom Tov, but he came from Eretz Yisrael. So Chutzlar, it's and second day of Yom Tov. So my uncle, he told me, he asked the Rav, what does he have to do? He has to meet some guy. So he said, he fly into New York, he flew in. He said, you don't need the airport. Why? Because there's no Jews in the airport who keep anything. Right? If there's Jews there, they don't keep anything. So they don't know that you're there. So just meet him there, there's plenty of place. And then you can do your meeting there, even though everyone else in the city, in New York, are keeping the second day of Yom. So maybe it has to do with that, because it's a stupid thing, I don't know. So, interesting. What's the name of it? Okay, we don't have time. Tomorrow we'll talk about Purim Meshulash. You know what Purim Meshulash is? Purim Meshulash is when you divide the mitzvahs of Purim for 3 days. It happens only in Yerushalayim. It's a very special thing. Not this year.
Not this year.